And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Thursday, February the 11th, 2016. 12:12 coming up on 12:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today we have on one of my all-time favorite guests. He was with us, I think, 3 weeks ago, and the time flew by so fast we did not have time to finish the conversation about all kinds of interesting things, what's going up in going on up in Michigan with the water, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, and an interesting story I want him to tell about Herbert Hoover putting out a hit on this man's life with the mafia. It's a fascinating story that I heard when he was at Kent State last year, commemorating, I should say, the Kent State shootings. He is an activist, he is a writer, he is a brilliant person and comedian. And a lot of times when we have him on, we talk about very serious things, but his comedy is prolific. Make no doubt about it, comedy is prolific. And I want to give you a little taste of the comedic genius of Dick Gregory. Here we go.
10 black children, sure is nice to take something home for a change that don't eat. But they would do strange things. Now, the one thing I did benefit from this government, tapping my phone, I never had to pay a bill. Someone said, how you know the government's tapping your phone? In 1963, I said, anytime a Negro can owe Bell Telephone $75,000 and they don't cut the phone off, it's tapped. The phone company would call me, Mr. Gregory, y'all care to pay anything on the bill this year? But you know, we must not just think about the freedom of speech, but just the freedom of thought, the freedom of being able to think, the freedom to be able to read. This country will not survive another 3 years just gripped with fear. Fear is a gift from God. It's supposed to last a second. You hear something, you're frightened, you run through a plate glass window, you don't get cut. But it's not supposed to last long. A woman see the car fall on the baby, she picks up the car and take the baby off. Fear. My wife, 43 years ago, somebody said, 43 years? Love, nigga, love ain't got nothing to do with it. She said, if you ever leave me, I'll hurt you.
The prolific Dick Gregory. Mr. Gregory, how are you?
I am fantastic and getting better. And happy new year to you. It's just, I'm 84 years old. I never thought I'd live to see the day. I look at all this stuff that's going on and American folks can't figure it out, because the press has been part of it for years. I mean, I probably have the number one research team in the world, and I'm not about to believe that I know Kennedy didn't die in Dallas and the New York Times don't know that, okay? Mm. And there's a people in the world now. That's what we're looking at with the election. There's a rhythm change. And you can compare what Trump is doing to George Wallace. I mean, and back then nobody said he came north and got the better reception he did in the south, because it's racist. This is a racist country. If you got cancer, you got cancer in your whole body, and we don't want to deal with it. And so when you look at America, you looked at Trump said the other day, you know, about the cops. Oh, they're wonderful people, and we just got had these cops been killing dogs like they're killing black folks, Trump would have had to step down the reaction from white folks, okay? And so when you stop and think about what they're saying and how they're doing it and how they get away with it, but I just say to America, the Nazis, the Romans, the Greeks, all of them was in the same thing. They were so big and into their, not the one that put the universe together. And so we're getting ready to come into a rude awakening. I talked to a friend of mine and the other day, and he was telling me that in about 2 months, less than 2 months, gas will be lower than 30 cents a gallon. In some parts of Michigan, it's already 47 cents a gallon. Now, the Americans, out of their dumbness and their ignorance, they don't understand what's going to happen. standard and all of them, and they're all in big companies, are going to almost have to close down. They can't afford to make those payrolls. If you and I owned a filling station, and we were making, it's now down to 27 cents a gallon, we don't make enough money. And so this is where this is going. But you can't tell that to Americans. The youngsters have seen the change, and that's what's happening in the election. The old white folks, these right-wing talk show hosts, they ain't no but punks and thugs. You can't tell me I know the stuff I know and they don't know. Only people is coming telling me stuff but not telling them. And so when you stop and think, let me just read. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfect.
Okay, one of the biggest terrorist acts that ever happened in America before September the 11th was the Oklahoma bombing, the federal building. Now, this is a right-wing paper in Washington, D.C., the mightiest capital in the history of the planet. It was in the Washington Times, Wednesday, April the 22nd, 1998. Now listen to this headline. Now, this is a newspaper in the nation's capital where the FBI, the CIA, and the headlines, FBI paid mortgage on Terry Nichols' home. The FBI made mortgage payments on Terry Nichols' home after he was arrested and before he was convicted for conspiring to blow up the Oklahoma City Federal Building. Court documents show. So this ain't some punks on the street talking trash. Now listen what the Justice Department said. A Justice Department spokeswoman said she did not know immediately. She didn't say it didn't happen immediately why the government was making payments on, nor what amount. The mortgage payments was disclosed in court filings Monday by Nichols' lawyer, who argued that his client was not able to have sufficient funds to pay off debt. Now, you heard this. Your audience heard it. They ain't going to do a damn thing about it. Nothing at all about it. Until it's too late, and it's almost too late now. And that's what this election is about. Here's a Donald Trump say he's worth $9 billion. He ain't worth a nickel. I know a whole lot about him, okay? Rockefeller, one of the richest people in the world. How much is he worth? Rich people don't talk about what they worth, okay? And the press is not saying, well, how you lose all your casinos? He never owned them. That was laundering drug money from the mob and the CIA. Trump Towers, he never, all that is, you know, and that's where Americans are now. And I think it might, I'm one of the few people, a lot of people in you don't believe there's going to be elections this year. You know, and we're looking at the theater. We're looking at all the craziness that's going on. And so, again, I just say thank God for shows like you. There's a lot of black shows out here that's doing things. But the racism, we look at it, and we don't even see it. And when black folks and decent white folks bring it up, they get trashed. And so, again, I'm saying that out here, I've had the money, I've had the connections. I'm the one released a picture with Ron Brown, who was the first black Secretary of Commerce, supposed to have died in a plane wreck. I got the picture with the bullet hole in the back of his head, and they couldn't deny it because the white folks at the Armed Force Institute of Pathology that did the autopsy brought the pictures to me. So it just ain't again. And so again, you know, if you've been looking at this as long as I have, and when I heard you mention, you know, earlier about Hoover, the most powerful human being in the planet at that time, and I have never committed a crime. in my life. And yet, he sends a telex to the Chicago head of the FBI, Agent Johnson, and the Chicago Tribune ran a front page story. Chicago Tribune, February, Friday, March the 10th, 1978. FBI memo, use mob to kill Dick Gregory. The late J. Edgar Hoover ordered the Chicago office of the FBI to develop the means of neutralizing him and suggested go to the mafia because he always attacks narcotics. This is a born 1932 black community, poor, no money. Only reason we weren't on welfare because their welfare didn't exist. And just thank God I've carried myself in a way with the most powerful nation in the world, with a thug that do stuff that would make Hitler blush, puts a hit out on me. But the interesting thing, I got to tell Lex before the office in D.C., and I gave it to press people that I knew. And this, that's not me. It's been happening. It didn't just start happening. It's been happening. And you ain't seen nothing yet. But this election, you know, I tell people, especially when I'm in Europe, I say, go up and dig up all the information on George Wallace. When George Wallace was interrupting the normal flow of business with the election, they didn't shoot him to wound. They shot him to kill him. Huh? And the same thing can happen to Trump. You know, they get out here, and they didn't know when they come north, they'd appeal to this racist group of white folks, just like they are in the South, and nobody mentions it. Nobody mentions it at all. And thank God we don't have to look to the Catholic Church, the Muslim Church, the Baptist Church, the Christian Church. The same universal God that put this universe together, created the moon, the sun, the stars, every mosquito, that's the one. And that's what we're following close on that now. And so again, I just said, you know, I'm part of it. I can't escape it. I get on a plane, round trip, first class to Budapest, $42,000, 12% I pay taxes. And they spend that money to buy bombs and guns and kill women and children around the world. So when it falls on my grandchildren and my wife and I just look up and say, hey, champ, what took you so long? But this is what this is about. And it's sad. And then the real people who's trying to do something about it, they go through all kinds of changes and happening. So again, just thank God that there's folks out here that's willing to talk about it. Now, let me just show you something. When we talk about the election the other night and how these people are moving and maneuvering and all of this here, I ran for president in 1968. And I want y'all to hear this, especially you Americans that believe the greatest country in the world. Please. And I ran in 1968. The election was on November the 4th, Tuesday, 1968. At 10 o'clock, they shut all the billions of dollars worth of computers had been developed through the years to give you a rundown on the election. At 10 o'clock, they had to cut them off. Now, this story only ran, and those of you that's there, and first, let me tell you all this. Listen, I learned a long time ago that truth don't have to be validated by somebody else's ignorance, okay? If my mother heard some of the stuff I was saying, and she was lying, she'd call the police on me. That's just pure. My mother told me Santa Claus was a white man, and she was buying the toys. So when you get reduced to the level to lie to your children in some kind of little funny game, then and thank God I realize certain things. But let me just tell you now, for those of you, the Wall Street Journal is one of the powerful papers. It ain't no good, but it's one of the powerful papers in the world because it deals with money. Now, in the Wall Street Journal, that Saturday, that Friday after the elections, which is November the 7th, 1968, this story ran. The New York Times didn't run it. The Washington Post didn't run it. Here's the story. Election computers goof gives Gregory 9 million votes. When they put the plan together, it meant to be for Nixon, and somebody messed it up and electronically hooked it up wrong. So I get 9 million votes out of one state of Pennsylvania, okay? Some accurate data got on TV before it was shut down. And then they go on to talk about that Dick Gregory received 9 million votes in the state of Pennsylvania. And that's when they shut the machines down. And then Cronkite, with his old trifling self, CBS anchor Walter Cronkite, after the error was pointed out to him, apologized for not catching it. Like he's the first. And what y'all need to do is for half a page. Y'all need to Google it, especially as you watch this election. They can make votes go here. If you take me, Dick Gregory, and I get 9 million votes, huh, in the state of Pennsylvania, not across America, okay, and it's reported in the wall, and nobody talked about it, come on, y'all, huh? So we would tell you, if you do this right here on the planet, what are y'all doing up on the moon? What are y'all doing on the space station and all that crap? So again, I'm saying I look at all of this here with a different point of view because of the research that I've done, watching all things happen. And when you look at what happened in Michigan, you know, I don't know why the NAACP, the Urban League, and all them groups is not taking this case to the nations on not just on the crime that was committed, but there's all kinds of laws against crimes against humanity. And one of the major things they used in Germany was not war crimes, was crimes against humanity. And nobody's touching that. You got a governor, man, I remember when this government subpoenaed the mob in, and this old jive governor criminal in Michigan saying he's not coming. Now, when the mob went in, they took the Fifth Amendment, but they knew who they was messing with. Or is this government so entwined with what went on? And talk about bottled water. Those folks is already damaged. It will affect their brain. And I don't know why the news media, who call themselves, you know, the seers of the mountain, why they haven't checked all the information out here on lead and manganese and what it do to the human body. And so somewhere, you know, I mean, and it just didn't start. I mean, there's one article of many in Chicago Tribune, December the 27th, front page, 2002. Study links early adult death to lead. 30 million in U.S. could be at risk. So that ain't something they just knew. And then when you put lead and manganese together, you kill your mama, okay? And then if you look back to the early 50s, the CIA went to a little town outside of Paris, and they spiked the bread dough with a certain form of LSD, that when you took it, you went crazy. They thought they was planes. They thought they could fly. Now, if they had this stuff in the 50s, then what do you think they got out here now that they can do and they can use? A brilliant scientist, Roger Masters, this never ran an American paper, just European papers. Crime linked to pollution. Polluted water. Water. You hear me? Polluted water. That's what we're talking about in Michigan. Polluted water can cause brain damage that turns ordinary people into violent criminals. This is scientific data. And the researcher, Roger Masters of Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire, he compared crime figures from the FBI with information on industrial discharge of lead and manganese. Listen to this now. He found a link between pollution levels and murder, assault, and robbery. Counties with the highest pollution levels have a crime rate triple the U.S. average. Never ran an American paper. This is American PhD. And so all of this is going on. And now we always end up what Hitler and the Nazi did, voting for the lesser of the two evils, and not know you end up with the evil of the evil. So that's where we are. And so and so when I look at it, I can't see it the way that ordinary people look at it, because I got the research. I've been doing it for years. I've watched it. Dick Gregory been telling the world that why they label this drug thing as a black thing, it's a white thing. And what was it? The Washington Post. The Washington Post, one of the powerful papers in the world. July 8th, last year, talking about drugs from heroin since 2000, skyrocket. They're talking about white folks. They're talking about white folks. The number one drug out state in America today is New Hampshire. 99.9% of everybody in New Hampshire is white folks. And they haven't figured out why about 91% of them white folks that's dying, not just there, across the country, 81% of OD deaths since you and I have been talking is white folks in America, not black. And most of them, they can't figure out why they die and they sleep, because this new form of heroin, see, the brain tells all of us humans, tells our heart to keep beating while we sleep. This cheap heroin shuts that part of the brain down. And that's why you're getting about 91% of your heroin deaths off this cheap heroin. It's happening at nighttime while they sleep. Now, this government got trillions of dollars research, and I know this. I was saying it way before the Washington Post was saying it. Huh? And so again, I say, you know, I think we're bound to point of no return. And so I just say have fun quick. Because anybody that really try to do something about it, they end up the government coming down on them and what have you. And so again, I just say thank God for shows like this here. And a lot of the black shows and the young shows, the social radio now across this country, it's 44,000 of those stations that's pumping out. And that's what you're looking at. Not what the New York Times says. These young folks been listening to all of this. They get up in the middle of the morning and listen at these shows that come on late at night. And that's where they are now. They scared. They don't know what to do. they look at stuff happen. They look at what the banks are able to do. If you look at the incident out there in California, what is it, be 6 weeks tomorrow, where 14 people was killed. That was a Christmas party they have every year. The health systems in that county, they have a convention, and then after that they have a Christmas party. Thousands of people at the Christmas party. Nobody had a cell phone. All that went down, and we didn't hear nobody. We didn't see no pictures of nobody screaming or hollering or nothing. And the press don't say, wait a minute, something ain't right about this. And the first witnesses that what was happening so fast said it was three white men. And then 3 hours later, they find out they 10 miles from where all of it happened. They didn't need time. And then one of the deputy sheriffs, when they opened up the SUV and the guy's wife was dead, she was handcuffed. And at that point, the FBI took over the investigation. Oh, okay. So that's where we live in. And that's where we deserve to be,
you know.
For being so naive, so being so interested in money, interested in things that don't even make sense, that put a killing machine together, that don't give a damn about nothing or anybody. And so that's where we are.
You know, Mr. Gregory, something that is fascinating.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, something that has fascinated me lately is the rise of Bernie Sanders. And it seems like every time they mention his name, they always talk about the young people are following him, the young people. And I even saw a report last night, and I thought this was kind of interesting, and I was shocked that it hasn't been more widely reported, that Ben & Jerry's ice cream, this conglomerate, which is based in Vermont, where he's a senator, has released an ice cream with his picture on it and his name on it.
Yep.
What's going on with him? What is this all about?
Nothing. That's part of the trick. I mean, that is part of the trick. Okay? And so nobody will think that there's something else going on, like what you just said was a hell of a thing. What's going on? Huh? And then they make us think that he's getting his money from these folks around the country who was at CIA. Anytime you tell me that we got the technology, the Russians, to hit the CIA headquarters, to hit the Pentagon, huh? Then don't tell me you don't know how to trick like money's being sent from across the country. Okay? We had it with Obama, huh? And the code words they use, you know, take our country back from who? From Obama. That's the hatred we have. And the two Cubans, Cruz and them, they're in for a rude awakening. You know, when they realize how this country feel about Cubans, please, let me tell you. When, a month ago, the Washington Post had to apologize to Ruben because they showed his three kids with leases around them, walking down the street like little monkeys. Then the editor apologized and said, we don't know how that got through. The other day on NBC, CNBC, cable channel, I can't remember the guy, he had to apologize the next day referring to them two Cubans. And he said he got so many phone calls and all that. This is what America is about. And so you hit it dead on the head. You know, they play it up, they play it up, they play it up, they play it up. And then all at once, it happens. All at once, it happens. You know, if you look at Sanders, he's not doing no more than Buchanan did. But the rhythm didn't change. You kind of talking all that old racist stuff and all that old crazy stuff. And then you can't pay to get him on the air now. So now we got a new group that's coming in that's doing the same. Ain't it funny? At the top of both the Democrat and Republican, we got some stranger coming in that most folks had never heard of, huh? Never heard of. Okay? I mean, Trump as an entertainer, and he can say anything he want to say and get away with it because we don't know who's doing the polling. The CIA, the Pentagon, who's doing the polling, huh? In this Christian country, huh? But the people are scared. White folks are so scared, they see stuff they're scared to talk about. You know, you got white people in America from the time their children was born, they knew they was going to Princeton, Harvard, Yale, huh? And now they're going to community colleges. They mad. But that thing of being white, and see, white ain't a color, it's an attitude. Huh? Queen Elizabeth make $360 million every 24 hours just interest on her money. Now them are white folks. The rest of y'all out there, you ain't white. Are you serious? All the opportunities white folks have in America, and you waiting tables, living in the basement of your parents with 2 and 3 PhDs, that's what's going on. And then you sit and you look at a pharmaceutical company, automobile, deliberately put bad stuff in cars, people die, and you charge them $5 or $6 billion and they don't have to admit they committed a crime. And see, I didn't know white folks tolerated that because I never lived around white folks. To be a cop, a white boy being a cop with all the opportunities, and so when you stop and think and look at what they program up, the alcohol, you're telling me all these shootings and nobody ever brings up how much drugs do cops use, how much alcohol do cops use. Now if you wanted to start an investigation on lead, I would take the cops in America. If you put a wallpaper in your kitchen and it has lead in the wallpaper, your children, 99.9, will end up with lead poisoning. What do you think happened to these cops with lead bullets around their belly 8 to 12 hours? I know what happens. You mean the police union don't know what happened? Now, do you realize more cops in America die from suicide than killed in the line of duty? That's what lead will do, huh? Do you realize 98% of cops that get shot with their own guns? That lead got them so messed up they get into an altercation and the people take the gun. The number one divorce occupation in America is cops, and their second wives is whores. Okay? All right? And so when you sit and stop, and I tell you something else, don't you think these cops can mess with Chicanos and minorities and black folks, and they can turn it off when they get home, okay? They do the same thing to their family they do out here in the street. You can't walk around stinking, but when you get to a certain place, the stink stops. You don't change clothes to take a bath. And so that's where we are. And so what they do there, they'll play them up. They'll play them up and make the whole world think, oh, this is happening all at once yesterday. Let me show you something. And I think you, brother, you need to pull this up. And in the church in South Carolina, where the 9 people were killed. Now, when I do my research, immediately that night, I called around to the black press. Say, what time did you hear about it? Oh, about 11 o'clock that night. Well, don't you black press have the same means of getting information for your paper that the white paper is here? Yeah, but they didn't get it till 11 o'clock neither. Then I find out the man's wife made the call at 9:12. FBI was there at 9:30. How they know about it? and the people in the town didn't know about it. Now, I want you to hear this now. This was in the Newsweek wire service, but you can also pick it up in BBC wire service. The shooting was on the 17th, the 17th of June. On 2 days later, the 19th, the Justice Department said fast-tracked a check for $29 million to help the families of the victims. Are y'all crazy, huh? Now, like I said, 2 days. When they cut a check that quick? Here's the story out of Reuters. U.S. to fast-track $29 million to help the Charleston shooting victim family. Are y'all crazy? 29, that's $3.2 million per family, and nobody knows about it. And if I wasn't sitting here telling you about it, you haven't heard about it, and you're not going to hear about it. One of the biggest stories came out of there that day was a grandmother said, I told my 6-year-old grandchild to play dead. The grandmother was killed. So who held the press conference and announced that to the world? The 6-year-old? Come on, huh? The 6-year-old? So just we look at it, and I think, you know, I told somebody 8 years before Obama would be president, he'll be a black man out of Chicago will be president, and they're going to run white folk crazy. And then he's going to win a second term. And you go from crazy to mad. The way they deal with a mad dog is kill it. There's no treatment for a mad dog. Huh? That's where you are. And this is what they're giving you now. This is what they're giving you now. And you have no way, because you believe all this crap they have in the Washington Post and the New York Times. And the CIA can do anything they want to do. The FBI can do anything they want to do. If you all would pull up on the internet, go to Ferguson, and Mr. Brown was coming out of that tobacco store, and you saw that altercation he had with that store, little short guy. If you look at Mr. Brown, he got on flip-flops and short pants. 15 minutes later, he's laying out there dead. He got on long pants and a pair of Nikes on. Y'all look at that, huh? Somewhere. And so again, you know, what you just said is incredible. You know, the big major company, okay? But that's how they trick you. And then everybody gets to talking about it. Little children who like ice cream, they hear about it. And so all at once now, there's nobody on the planet getting the press that Sanders is getting. Huh? From the major. And they shoot it out all over the world. All over the world.
No, it was a fascinating thing, and I was shocked that...
Can you talk a little louder?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It was an amazing thing, and when I saw that, maybe I shouldn't have been shocked, but I thought it was very interesting that this big conglomerate, most popular ice cream in America, certainly...
Yeah, this is to the guy who don't take money from Big Glamour, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, and based in Vermont they are, Ben and Jerry's, where he's the senator.
Yep.
And he doesn't give kickbacks to people.
He don't even go get a free ice cream cone.
That's exactly right. You know, the time always goes so fast with you, Mr. Gregory, but we have about 8 minutes left, and when you were at Kent State, you told a story that I found interesting, and I wish the world could have heard it. And if you could, I'd like you to talk about it now. You had cancer, and you got through that. I'd like you to tell people how you got through that. I found
first,
that amazing.
I had cancer that the government gives me. The government. Before I do this, let me tell you this story. In 1966, 68, I think it was. I can't remember the date. I got it in my notes in my bag. But I'm in San Francisco at the Hungry Eye doing my comedy act, and then I see all these Secret Service people come in, and somebody walked up to me and said, what's his name? Stevenson. Stevenson, who used to be the governor of Illinois, and now he's the ambassador to the UN. He said, Mr. Stevenson would like to see you. But is there a way we can bring him in without? So I go to the old and come through the back door, and he looked like he's about to die. He hadn't shaved, and he tells me, he said, I just need to tell you about a decision I'm going to make on Monday. I'm going to quit the UN and come out against the war. And I just need to talk to you. You don't know what you mean to so many people. And he says, but I got to go tonight to Europe. And when will you be free where we can spend some time? I said, well, I'll be back in Chicago on Monday. He said, well, can we meet on Monday? I said, sure. Just call my wife. Now, he's so dumb with his white thinking. He don't know that them CIA agents that guarding him, they watching him, too. Huh? So Monday, he's coming out the American Embassy, and a photographer says, excuse me, let's see, can I take a picture? And he falls dead. Huh? He falls dead. Okay? And so I say that to say, they zapped me. And thank God that I can understand the Baptist Church and the Catholic Church, but I don't understand how they tell me that God told the Jews, if you put some blood on the door, I'll bypass. You mean the God that made everything in the universe don't know it's a Jew in that house unless I put some blood on the door? Y'all crazy? Listen to these Baptist folks that I know praying to God because they mortgage. You think that God don't know your mortgage? You do? Huh? And so I go see my son, who's a doctor. And he's at a hospital. And I go there, and I have this hernia since I was 9 years old. And I said to my son, I said, man, check this hernia. It looks like it's getting larger. And so the universal God is so beautiful. Said, you know what I think of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. Did God yell down and say, hey, y'all, I'm a man? He didn't yell down and told me he made the moon, the sun, the stars, and the oceans. But he did yell down and say, hey, y'all, I'm a man. Wow. And so my son said, the x-ray machine is malfunctioning, but let me give you an MRI. So he did. Now he's looking for the hernias. Huh? If you go to Sears and Roebuck to pay a bill, you don't look through your purse or your briefcase for a bill at Neiman Marcus. So he looked there and he said, yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, okay. Okay, no, it's big, but it's no problem. So 2 weeks later, the people who makes the MRIs and service the hospitals came by to service the MRI and said, hey, I understand you had a celebrity in here. I said, yes. Can we look at the picture? The celebrity, look at the picture. Yeah, okay. They said, oh, my God, my God, my God. Now, they looking at the whole picture, not at the hernia thing. And they said, my God, Jesus. Is he dead? I said, I don't know why. I said, but look at this form of cancer here. Wow. So they called my son. He called me and said, Dad, you got to get down here quick. They just found this form. I said, son, let me tell you something. the day you took that. I just finished walking 10 miles. I wasn't supposed to know this. This is a freak accident. And only once I would have died and nobody would have thought anything. So I said, but call our friend over at John Hopkins. And so he took a look at it. And I said to my son, I said, send this to the Armed Force Institute of Pathology, but don't put my name on it. So the return come back about how worse it was. Okay. So I just said my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks' names, I'll put them on a piece. If you need something close to the house, I'll give you that, too. And then I looked at my body, and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you, and I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you. Then I said to a friend of mine who has a radio show in the morning, I told him what had happened. And so he mentioned it on the radio. And a white guy called from Florida and said, I heard your buddy mention you on the radio, and he goes by the Black Eagle. That's his name on the show. And he said, and I just hear him talking about you all the time, and I read everything you have. And so I just want you to know there's a water down in El Salvador that you go down there and you drink it. And in 5 days, anything that's wrong with you is cured. So a friend of mine, Father Richard Jaffe, the friend of Steve Jaffe, his father invented nuclear medicine at Cedar Sinai. So I went out there to do something else, and he showed his father's retired. His father cried and told me to go over and take the nuclear test, and I did. And then I went to get the treatment, the water, come up the mountain. 5 days, I came back to Dr. Keith Black. I see that he started crying. He said, I don't know where you've been or what you took, but we need to close this hospital down and follow you. That's the story.
It's an amazing story. I can't thank you enough for telling it. I can't thank you enough for coming on, as you always do. And I can't wait till our next visit. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless. Love you, love you, love you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Mr. Dick Gregory, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, come back with much more on the program here. Stay tuned.
We have going on about doing this and doing that. If we were all just more kind to each other, think of yourself.